This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I was absolutely devastated yesterday because another relationship I have a parasocial emotional relationship with, they split up. And I'm talking about none other than Nina Dobrev and Shaun White.
I was very shocked by this news. Like when I saw they seemed so genuinely in love. And so when I saw the engagement had been called off, I was like, what?
So let me ask you guys a question as a guy that's gone through a broken engagement. When you hear that it was 5 years long, is that a red flag at all? Like,
I
think the engagement was 5 years long.
They had been engaged for a hot second. And there had been instances where people thought that he had cheated on her. I definitely seen on the Dumois gossip site that he had alleged affairs. And there was even a press junket she did, Nina, did in 2024, where she was seen without the diamond engagement ring on her hand, where people were like, oh, they're split up. But they always just got back together because they just seemed like so beloved, like they loved each other so much.
Now, see, I remember the engagement announcement. So they've been together for 5 years. They've been engaged for almost a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That hurt because they are a couple that I saw, and they're always hanging out with Miles Teller and his mm-hmm. wife, and it's like a crew. And I actually really enjoy looking at watch. God, that sounds so creepy. Oh my God, I just listened to myself. But when they post photos, I'm like, that looks like such a cool, fun friend group that goes and does stuff together, and it just was like in a way where it's couples being friends with couples. And I think when you're dating someone, it can be hard to find another couple that you both like. And I'm like, that's kind of the dream, to have someone you're so in love with mm-hmm. and then have all your friends. This, like, I'm way too invested in these people, but that one hurts.
They're young, rich, and successful, so you're kind of jealous of them. But at the same time, it felt like they had such a normal mm-hmm. Relationship that mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, viewed on social media. But now people are kind of reading between the lines because she recently posted on TikTok this audio that raised a lot of eyebrows. It was about 5 days ago that she posted this, and people felt like, oh my God, maybe this was giving context to what actually went down. So basically, it's her doing a selfie video, and this is what you hear when you see her turn on the camera.
How do you sleep at night knowing people don't like you?
With no underwear in case they want to kiss my ass.
What's your advice for women trying to fix their man?
Yeah. Listen, Bob the Builder, he's got 10 other women trying to fix him too, and you all look like a damn construction crew.
So basically, if people are kind of reading into that, being like, oh my God, like if she's posting that kind of audio talking about trying to fix your man, maybe she was really trying to fix him through this engagement. And there were other women involved based off the context of that audio. So I think there may have been some infidelity in this situation.
I feel like that's a leap, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I do, for whatever reason.
If Nina Dobrev gets cheated on, there's literally no help hope for the rest of us. And Sean White, you're a ginger. I'm sorry. Speaking on behalf of all gingers, I know what we look like without makeup on. She did you a favor. That was some charity.
I feel like it's just a hard leap. Like, when you are even though he's a ginger, he's a successful athletic man with Olympic gold medals. I actually don't know his Olympic history. He's just one of the best in the world at what he does. I feel like that's a really hard transition for men when you're used to kind of having this freedom and you have all these women going after you that even though you really love this person, I can empathize to an extent. I'm not excusing the behavior. That
we don't even know if it's true, though.
Yeah, well, let me speculate. We got like 2 minutes left in the segment. Like, it would be hard to flip that switch off of getting to be this Adonis on this pedestal where like women are throwing themselves at you, and all of a sudden you have to go to monogamy. Mm. Makes a little bit of sense.
But didn't he propose?
Yeah, but it's an ego thing. You know, like, you love this. Two things can be true. Like, he can love Nina and want to spend the rest of his life with her, but at the same time, like, maybe he really enjoys being Sean White.
Do you think she stepped out on him? Like, I do feel like maybe we're defaulting to the guy, but he is pretty hot and he is attractive. I make a ginger joke because I am one, but maybe she stepped out on him. I mean, at one point she was making out with the Salvatore brothers from Vampire Diaries. Okay. Well, you get that. You pull that kind of action. You pull an Ian Somerhalder. Mm-hmm. I can understand. No one's going to quite live up to it.
Did you guys see the news that the reason she left the Vampire Diaries is because she wasn't getting paid as much as the Salvatore brothers?
Oh, really?
If you didn't know the show, it's basically kind of like Twilight. Like, there's a love triangle with the two brothers. And the show kind of went downhill after she left, even though she was the lead. Mm-hmm. And she said it was because they refused to pay her as much as the two guys who, for all intents and purposes, like, were not the leads. Like, they were the supporting cast for her. And like, she was the main chick.
And she played multiple characters on it, too.
I know. Multiple personalities.
The Burt Show.
Didn't know when we walked in here this morning, but today is Dental Hygienist Day on the Burt Show.
In honor of my dental hygienist, Monica, at O'Shea Dentistry.
So earlier we were talking about this superpower that Kristen's dental hygienist has.
Yeah, so I don't know what this says about me. I don't know what this says about her, but I have a very unique relationship with my dental hygienist who I've been seeing for like a decade now. I no longer brush my teeth before I go in for my dental cleaning. Instead, I purposefully eat something and then I have my dental hygienist guess what I ate.
So long as she knows this is the game that you guys are playing, it's good. But for most dental hygienists, man, I'm imagining most patients do what Abby and I do and clean everything thoroughly. I'll like trim my nails. It has nothing to do.
I'm bringing Stanley Steamer in there.
Right?
You're going to be like, does this girl eat? Is she okay? Is she malnourished? That's how clean my mouth is.
And that's who I used to be. Like, 2 years ago, yes, I was brushing my teeth not once but twice, flossing for the one and only time I flossed between my last visit to this visit. Like, that's for sure who I was. But for whatever reason, whatever happened a year and a half ago at that dental, like at that dental cleaning, I didn't have time to run home or brush my teeth. And I was actually going to ask for a toothbrush to wash my teeth prior to sitting in the chair. And I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older and I've ran out of F's to give, but I was like, whatever. And then she was able to guess. The woman started picking at my teeth and getting off the tartar and plaque. And I was like, all right, can you guess what I ate as a joke? And she's like, almonds? And I'm like, yes. And she's like, was it a Kind bar? And I was like, yes. And then the next time she was like, was it arugula? And I was like, you have a gift. And then this past week when I went in, she pulled out something green and she was like, and I had to give her a little bit of hint. I'm like, it's the peel of something. And she was like, is it a green apple? And I was like, yes.
Nailed it.
Got it.
All right. So that is a unique superpower right there. But most dental hygienists have the superpower of being able to understand you when you have 7 pounds of gauze in your mouth, right? And they are carrying on a conversation. They know exactly what you are saying.
I am the person, though, who wishes it had an Uber option where I could say quiet preferred.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to try to talk. I just want to lie there with my eyes closed and wish for this to be over.
So my dental hygienist and my dentist are very liberal with the laughing gas. So it makes me want to, like, talk to them, and they actually know what I'm saying every single time.
You get talkative on that?
Oh, yeah.
So I've never used it at the dentist. I've only used it...
recreationally.
Yeah. What are other places you would use it? Like Jiffy Lube?
Let me finish my sentence. There are certain procedures or treatments at Atlanta Face and Body where topical numbing doesn't do the job. Yeah. So that's the first time I ever hit the Pronox was there.
Oh, man.
That's
real fun.
That's a ride.
Yeah, dude. I would use it whenever I could. I suggest that Jiffy Lube do it. But I suggest that Target.
Jiffy Lube, you're in a car.
No, please. So? I need anti-anxiety anytime I go to the car shop.
That's the beauty of that thing is as soon as they turn it off, like 6 minutes later, you're great.
But it's what's cracking me up is you say you become more talkative. Mm-hmm. When I'm on Pronox, I think I time traveled. So I am not saying anything because I have literally no idea where I am.
You go nonverbal.
Yes, I do. Or I start laughing uncontrollably. But as far as like getting I do not get talkative when I'm on it.
Dude, I'm the funniest person in the country when I'm on that stuff. And they're always a little bit like, are you feeling anything? And I'm like, nah, turn it up. Are you feeling anything now? Nah, turn it up. I felt it the first time. Hit me again. So here's what we're going to do. All right. We all have paper towels, right?
Yes.
We have all written down sentences. We are going to put paper towel in mouth, and we're going to see if the rest of the show here can figure out exactly what we're saying. Okay? I don't have any problem at all going first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Oh, Bart's a lucky man. Yeah. Oh, just kidding. No, he's not.
Gag reflex kicked in fast.
She's switching on that real fast.
Sensitive gag reflex.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I think I do.
Do I have to? I'm trying to figure out.
That's a lot. That's a lot. I think that's too much, man.
My farts smell like this.
Your farts smell like raw beef.
No.
Wait, say it again.
My farts smell delicious. Would you like to have a whiff?
Your farts smell really delicious. Would you like to have a whiff?
Oh, well done.
I'm a dental hygienist.
Well done.
That's your second one.
I found my calling.
You did.
All right, I'll try it. Oh.
I have a big laugh in my pants.
You have
Excuse me?
What do you have in your pants?
Big laugh.
You have a bear, a word in your pants?
I have a bear's laugh in my pants.
You have a pair of... Say it one more time.
I have a bear's laugh in my pants.
I have a bad...
It sounds like a bear A in my pants.
That's what it sounds like.
I have a bear's laugh in my pants.
A bad rash in your pants? Uh-huh. Yeah! I'm like, what rhymes with ass?
I'm nervous about putting all of this in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Save
that. Is it enough?
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Okay. I'm really craving a delicious sweet treat right now.
I'm really craving a delicious sweet treat right now. You need more paper towel.
Gosh darn it.
All right, ready? Let me.
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. See? There you go. Yeah. Yeah. You got to get the two.
One in the castle, one in the gate. One in the castle, Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, it's a song. Cotton Eye Joe.
Uh-huh. Yes! Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Yeah, where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
How did you get that? That's crazy.
I don't know. What a gift. Do you have another one?
Okay, yes.
All right. Oh, God, that gag reflex is something, man.
Feel of it on your teeth, too.
I mean, she's going like full on like a dog's shoulders, like right before they're about to puke.
If you were my dog, I'd be picking you up and running outside.
How much did you put in there?
I put two, but it feels like it's like literally like stabbing in the back of my throat. Okay, here you go. All right.
I
have a foot fetish and I wish you would suck on my toes.
I'm really
on to that because it's been told to me before.
What a gift. What a talented show.
The Burt Show.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So it was just a couple of days ago where Jordan called us up and she said she wanted some help and she could not figure out why she was left out of her grandfather's will because they were so tight at one point.
Yeah, Jordan needed some closure and she needed the help of the Burt Show. So last year, her grandpa passes away. They were tight when she was younger, but, you know, she became an adult, got a life of her own. And while there was still a lot of mutual love there, they weren't as tight. So grandpa passes away and she's assuming she, along with her slew of cousins, everybody's going to get something in the will. Well, every single person got something, whether it was money, land, heirlooms, keepsakes, what have it. Everybody got something but Jordan. She was completely left out of the will and she was flabbergasted. And she's been talking to family about it, trying to get to the bottom of it. And everybody's like, oh, well, you know, they've been skirting the issue. And she's like, I know in my gut, something is up, something happened. So she tasked us to reach out to her family. And luckily, Tommy found a cousin that was ready to release the burden. And they confided and they wanted to remain anonymous. But this cousin did disclose that, yes, somebody said something to Grandpa. I'm not comfortable disclosing who or what was said. But something was said to Grandpa that made him see you in a different light, and that's why he took you out of the will.
So I honestly don't know why Jordan is back here today, but I am guessing. Because if I was Jordan, I wouldn't be able to leave this alone.
No.
I'd have to start to do some digging and find out exactly, like, who the rat was in the family. Hey, Jordan.
Hi. Yeah, I mean, just like you said, I couldn't leave alone. Yeah. I had to do some digging and figure it out. And I know exactly which cousin went to my grandpa with that lie that got me cut out of the will.
All right. Give us some deets here. How do you know for sure? Or is your gut just telling you that?
Well, I don't want to go into the details of it, but I know for sure.
You do.
And the second the pieces were put together, my stomach just dropped. Like, you know, this is someone I grew up with, like sleepovers, family vacations, holidays side by side. Like, I can't even put into words how betrayed I feel.
Oh, what did they say?
Oh, I haven't directly addressed them yet.
No, I'm talking about, like, so you found out who it was, which cousin it was, but do you know what they told your grandpa?
Oh, no, I don't. And that,
okay.
That's really, I'm going to see them this weekend. And that's the thing. Like, I have to address it. I have to bring it up. I need to know
what
it was that was said.
I'm a little confused.
So you figured out which cousin threw you under the bus and got you out of the will, but you don't know exactly what they said, but you got confirmation of who did it. You just don't know exactly what was said.
Exactly. I know who did it. I don't know exactly what was said yet, but, you know, I have to confront them. It, you know, I just need to know what she said. I don't care if it's going to be ugly. I need the truth at this point. You know, the lie itself almost doesn't matter as much as just hearing her admit it.
So here's what it's going to come down to, though. So you're going to approach her and confront her, and she's just going to go, or he, I don't know. Did you say it was a she?
She let no, she slip.
She. She's just going to go, no, I never said that. So if you don't have concrete proof, she's just going to deny it. I don't know what you're going to get out of it.
Oh, I do have concrete proof.
Oh, you do.
But you can't share the concrete proof with us?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to go into that here. Like, I want to address it directly with her. Enough has been said here. I don't want to bring more family members into it, that sort of stuff.
Okay. I can respect that because it's remained mostly anonymous up to this point. So I can respect that. But I need you to respect us and call us on Monday. And if you could tell us, like, you don't have to tell us which cousin did it, girl. But if you could tell us what the cousin said, that would be appreciated.
You can respect it. I can't. She brought us into this. You're going to call me up on my radio show that I come to every day. And you're going to be, I can't tell the details. Why call us?
So where is this supposed to go down this weekend? I mean, is there like a family gathering planned? Are you specifically seeking her out?
Nope, we are having like a family potluck sort of situation.
Yeah,
and I'll definitely let you know. I mean, I'm nervous, but the whole reason I called you initially is I need this closure. And I wanted to let you know what stage you're at. And, I'm desperate at this point.
Okay, so let's talk about the execution of your closure here, okay? Because clearly, we're invested in you. We only know you from the family. So
yeah.
You think this is a great place to do it when there are other family members around? Are you going to like sequester her somehow, some way? Let's run through the game plan so it's successful for you.
Yeah, I'm definitely planning to like take her aside and not do like a gauntlet throwdown while I'm standing around with like 10 of my cousins and family members.
I just think there's tremendous opportunity for this to go sideways, and I would hate that.
I feel like this needs to be a one-on-one.
I don't want the whole family to turn on you.
That's what I'm worried about, too, because, yes, one cousin has broken the trust seal or whatever and has come clean with some stuff to lead you down this path to figure out that somebody betrayed you to get you out of the will. I'm with Bert. I feel like if you do this around the entire family, you're going to get twisted into being the bad guy.
But what if that's not what happens? What if everybody in the family hears what went down from her point of view and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so crappy of her. And they end up taking your side. Like, what if it's almost a benefit to do it in public? Because then, they'll be confronted with everybody else in the family who knows this cousin.
Because then you could have some saying this was a private matter. And I don't know.
It's not private.
It's a will.
That's the problem. It's not a private matter.
That's a good point. It's not a private matter.
It would be private outside the family. Like, talking about it to us makes it not a private matter. talking about it at your family-only potluck is, I would argue, a very private setting.
And you know what, Jordan? If there was one... So, looking at this, looking at the full picture, if there was one cousin that already caved, right? Like, the burden was too great to bear. They needed to come clean. They needed to cleanse their soul, however you want to put it. And they gave you what little information they did, but it led you down the path to figure out who done it. I'm wondering if there's other family members who also feel just as bad, but have wanted to stay out of the mix for fear of, causing turmoil. But now that it's already caused, I'm wondering if you're going to have more people on your side and they're going to take your side over the cousin that threw you under the bus.
So,
I mean, that's kind of my hope. I think that's why I'd like to take that person aside first to give them the opportunity to not be shamed publicly by the family, to, fess up on their own and admit it. I just want closure for myself. I don't know that I'll ever get remorse from this person. I think that's probably a lot to ask. But if that doesn't go that way and they continue to lie, then I have my backup plan, which is the rest of my family right there.
What are you hoping to get out of it? Besides calling her out, are you hoping to somehow, some way still get some of that money from the will?
I mean, at this point, that would just be a silver lining. I just want to know what it was that was said.
You know, do you ever get to a point?
I don't have high expectations that would ever happen.
You have to weigh the benefits versus the headaches. And I think in life you get to a point where you're tired of people. You're tired of people getting away with stuff, and that
the injustice of it. Yeah,
yeah. So this is kind of like your form of justice for yourself. Like,
you did something really crappy, and I'm going to hold you accountable.
It's like that Taylor Swift quote we say all the time. Like, people underestimate how far I will go out of my way to prove a point.
Yeah. This is going to get heated this weekend. I have found that people don't like to be held accountable. So I do believe that there's going to be a lot of fight here. So good luck this weekend, and I'm with Kristen. Please call us on Monday. Please.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely let you know how it goes.
All right, good luck this weekend.
The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Do you want the latest chapter of Burt Buffoonery?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like I'm writing the Burt Buffoonery Bible.
Triple B.
So in this week's episode, I go to Kroger to pick up a couple of things, right? And as you walk into Kroger, there are all these beautiful flowers there.
Kroger's got some of the best flowers.
Hey, man, I just got engaged. I love this woman. I see flowers. I see happiness. I see, get Amanda flowers. So I'm not even paying attention because I'm kind of like walking past the flowers to get the stuff that I'm really there for. And I just grab them and I put them in the basket, right? Then I get my stuff and I come on home and I lay the flowers out on the counter and I am taking a shower. I get out of the shower and Amanda is laughing at me. And she's like, you think I'm going to die? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, the flowers. Now, I start to get offended because I think that she's saying that, like, maybe the flowers that I picked out are normally for a funeral rather than those out of that show love.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think in my head, my knee-jerk reaction is, yeah, entitled little thing. Like, I picked these flowers out. I was thinking of you. I love you. I picked these flowers out and I bring them home. And all you're going to do is laugh about the arrangement that I bring in. I start to get like upset about it. So I say to her, if you don't like them, throw them out. And she starts laughing, like uncontrollably laughing. Right. So I couldn't really, she's like, no, really, they're for a funeral. And I'm like, I don't know one arrangement from another. I have no idea what flowers are like for funerals and which are for love, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, no, she goes, they're literally for a funeral. I picked up the ones that say flowers.
For cemeteries.
Are they fake flowers?
It's a silk bouquet. You got fake flowers?
I just picked them off the rack, and they're literally flowers for cemetery.
My
did you God. Know they were fake when you bought them, or did you think they were real flowers?
I didn't even pay attention. And it's got this little, this thing on the bottom, and I couldn't really figure out what that was all about. Oh
my, I would have been more offended that they were fake flowers.
Kristen's literally hitting him with the bouquet.
I guess is that the thing that clips on to like the tombstone or something?
No, it's not. There's certain stones and they have like a little vase in them. So you pull it up out of the earth and you turn it upside down, and this would stick down inside that and would stay up because it doesn't need water, and you stick that down inside the vase that is literally on like attached to the placard of the tombstone in the cemetery, which is why this says flowers for cemetery.
Now, here's the second layer of real disappointment because she's so cheap. Look how much those things cost.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Herbert. Well, they are forever flowers.
How much were they?
$45.
Oh, my God. Lord. You're rolling in it. How did you think these were real?
Are the funeral? I wasn't even paying attention, man. I saw flowers.
Dude,
I just
across the room, I called that they were fake.
Yeah, they're like cartoonish.
But they were in the, they're in like that saran wrappy thing. So you can't, I couldn't even, I don't know. I wasn't even paying attention. I just saw them and grabbed them.
I get it. The word cemetery is only in 150 font. It wasn't big enough.
I didn't even read it. I just grabbed it. I thought it said Kroger maybe.
Okay, right? So I want to read what's literally written in this huge, huge font on this bouquet of flowers. It says, flowers for cemeteries. Silk bouquet featuring the stay in the vase design.
And these cemetery flowers are fake because at least this will never die.
It will, it literally has like a little description, like an actual visual of how you put it inside the vase and says, stays in vase will not blow away or float out because it's in a cemetery.
When I tell you the rage that came over me when she started laughing because I'm having these, you know, therapy sessions and about not feeling valued and I get these flowers for her and she's laughing in my face and it's just playing at every therapy session I've had the last couple of months. So pissed.
In your defense, it's really kind of random for a grocery store to sell that.
Is it?
I would expect that from like a Target or a Walmart, but like Kroger.
I get all my flowers from Kroger. I'm in that floral department all the time. I have never seen this. I have never, ever seen this.
Oh, yeah. Like selling real flowers for sure, but cemetery flowers specifically. Yeah. So I could see how you thought it was.
I didn't think at all. I just grabbed it I was going to do my other thing.
No, but here's the thing. The man picked them up at the grocery store. He put them in his basket, right?
Yeah.
He walks through the grocery with them. He actually has to, did you do self-checkout?
I did do self-checkout.
Okay. Oh, stop it.
Right. So now he picks them up and he's doing self-checkout. And then
the barcode is literally above where it says silk flowers for cemeteries.
Then you take this and you get it home and then you don't put it in water or anything. You just lay. So you traveled with this. You manhandled this numerous times and still never noticed that they were not real.
I couldn't figure out what the plastic handle was for. And I thought, oh, this is so convenient because so many times you'll like get stuck by thorns or you'll mess up the bottom of the flowers. And I thought, oh, this is so convenient. What a smart thing to do. Not realizing that it goes in a vase at the tombstone.
Are you taking them back?
She wants to.
No. What you should do, you've been knocking off stuff on your list, booking venues and all that kind of stuff. That should be her wedding bouquet.
No. I said to her, well, stick around long enough and you can use them at my own funeral.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment bus.
Said so it might be right around the corner, babe. I mean, save yourself $45.
It's the bouquet for buffoons.
Just a pro tip. The next time you buy flowers, if the stems are plastic, that means they're fake.
Bouquet for buffoons. Yes. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Coachella isn't until April, but people are already planning ahead as who is going to be the headliner for 2026's music festival. And right now, there are two people that are rumored to be headlining the experience. So far in the top spot, it should not shock you that people are expecting Sabrina Carpenter to headline. She has been in the game for a hot second. She was on Disney Channel for a while. She had a hard time finding her voice in terms of music, but now it seems like she's got her stride with her sexy little Polly Pocket beats. The next person
is a Polly Pocket.
What a great way to put it.
She's fun size. That is a fun size person right there.
She is so Polly Pocket coded. And the other person that people are expecting to headline Coachella 2026 is Karol G. There's really nothing, there's nothing set in stone. I feel like Sabrina Carpenter and Karol G are kind of like the most valid contenders right now for the top two spots. But right now people are throwing around Dua Lipa's name. It should come as no surprise that people are thinking Kendrick Lamar might take that final spot.
I have a weird intrusive thought about Dua Lipa that I don't trust that she's a happy person.
Why?
Because she's so happy online.
Really?
Yes.
If I was
that
on
everything is so perfect that whenever I look at her pictures, I'm like, I wonder what's really going on behind the scenes.
If I was on a yacht every weekend and my boyfriend looked like Callum Turner, yeah, I would be a genuinely happy person, right? Which is how I'm not. That's why I'm not questioning it. Anybody else, I'll go, okay, maybe things aren't so bubbly behind the scenes, but Dua Peep, She's having a good time.
It's such an irrational thought I have, and maybe I'm going through a skeptical time right now, but I'm just like, I trust nothing.
You just don't want someone whose life is that perfect to be that perfect.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Somebody who might be living a lot of guys' dream life is Neo, because he's currently in a polyamorous relationship with four girlfriends, and this might be some girl's dream life because he just took them on a shopping spree in Los Angeles on Wednesday. They were spotted filling up shopping bags at Skim.
All four together?
All four together.
On a shopping... All four together in the same shopping excursion?
It's literally like that TLC show, Sister Wives, but instead of being Mormon in Utah, you have a rich and famous R&B singer boyfriend. Huh. So they all went shopping all at the same time, one singular shopping trip this Wednesday, and... The news, when this news came out, somebody also cited the fact that when he announced to the world that he had four girlfriends and was in like this polycule, if you will, somebody brought up an Instagram post he posted in March where he introduced the ladies to the world on Instagram, calling them his pyramid and also announcing their nicknames to the world. We have Pretty Baby, Sexy Little Something, Phoenix Feather, and Twin Flame.
Has anybody done an interview with this guy where he specifically talks about this relationship and how he handles it? Because I'm fascinated.
I think he did like a couple of casual ones, but he's just like, yeah, this is my relationship. Like, I got my four ladies.
All right, so I have so many questions. So on this shopping excursion, do you have to treat it like you do with if you have multiple kids at Christmas and make sure you spend the exact same amount on each kid? You have to spend the exact same amount on each girlfriend.
You can't show favoritism. And what if you're feeling on frisky? How do you pick like who you're going to match up with that night?
Maybe they all do it together.
Oh, that's...
A lot of times in those polycules, isn't it like a polyamorous relationship? Generally, they're all dating each other.
Man.
I'm under the impression, not that I know anything about Neo's personal life other than what Instagram has told me. I'm under the impression these are just his girlfriends, but it wouldn't shock me if these four have all gotten it on.
I will tell you right now, I do not have the stamina or the parts to be able to do that with four women at the same time.
Okay, if we have... I just did a quick Google search. Okay. And if we want to believe AI overview on Google, this is how they handle that, okay? So Neo has not publicly revealed a detailed schedule of who he sleeps with on what night, but he has spoken openly about his polyamorous relationship with four women. During a September 2025 live stream, so this was very recent, he explained that he and his four partners share a large Alaskan king-sized bed.
All four in the same bed every night.
One, I didn't know anything went above California king bed, but apparently there's Alaskan king size bed.
You think it's like made for bears?
I've slept in one before. It's insane. It's massive. It feels like you just get in one side of it and it just extends for yards.
Yeah, it's a communal bed, like two California kings next to each other. And during an interview with a YouTuber, he stated that he, Christina, Ariel, Monet, and Brianna all share one extra large bed together.
Do you think they all have like different hobbies? So if he wants to watch football, it's with one. Shopping, well, clearly he's going all four, but they all have different hobbies, so he does different things with the different women?
I would assume that Phoenix Feather and Twin Flame probably have different interests.
Okay, now, as far as...
all I'm saying is, if I'm Phoenix Feather and I'm in a polycule with Twin Flame, I'm going to be mad.
This sounds like a salon loft filled with psychics.
Okay, so talking about the schedule, like, so they're all in the same bed. It said, while a specific nightly schedule has not been confirmed, some reports indicate that Neo previously mentioned a pyramid schedule, because you said he called him his pyramid, right? Where he spends 7 days alone with each girlfriend before bringing them all together.
Damn.
I don't even know where to go from there.
Even in the height of my youth, I don't have that kind of stamina.
You know what? Good for you, Neo. Good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Babysitters of Reddit. What were the weirdest rules parents asked you to follow? This thread was a gem, and it would be a travesty if I did not share it with you.
Go for it.
So 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, 855-237-8756. If you are a babysitter and got some outrageous rules from the parents when you showed up to babysit the kids. Number one, I used to regularly babysit one of my younger cousins. At nap time, I had to put her in a zip-up pajama with feet. I then had to duct tape the zipper down and duct
I then had to duct tape the zipper down and duct tape the wrist in a way that wasn't restricting, but she couldn't pull her hands, so she couldn't pull her hands into her onesie. If I didn't do this, she would pull her hands in and dig in her diaper. My aunt got tired of cleaning poop-covered walls regularly.
It almost sounds dangerous.
Well, so yeah, the duct tape was at the wrist.
Duct taping, yeah, a child's wrist just seems dangerous to me. It
seems wrong. All right, next one. If Brady stands by the door, it just means he needs to go out. Open the door and let him back inside in a few minutes. Brady was a four-year-old boy.
Oh, come on.
I was wondering. I'm like, the dog, the cat?
No, yeah. I guess he enjoyed going pee-pee outside. So if he stood by the door.
I can understand
that
it.
That meant it was time for him to go outside and to go number one.
This four-year-old wants to go out and ground.
Yeah. I had to put the kids to sleep with the CD player going. That wasn't the weird part. It was a recording of their parents basically going, Molly, you are wonderful. You are a star. You're going to shine bright. That isn't super weird, but it was several hours long. And apparently they listened to it every single night. Like, I'm all about affirmations, but a 2 hour long CD of them while you're going to sleep?
Yeah, that's intense.
That's excessive.
Up until that point, I was like, I do those affirmations with my dad. 2 hours? No, yeah. We got 30 seconds. Yeah.
My dad did just the opposite. It was 2 hours of just telling me I was a piece of crap. on a loop.
All right, not a rule, but a single mom once told me to use the bat by the door in the event the kid's father comes by and tries to take them. Oh, that was pretty weird and uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would say so.
That'd be jarring.
Yep. Wouldn't go back and babysit that one.
They're like specifically looking for a softball player to be the babysitter.
Wasn't a rule, but on my first day, they sent over an adult male friend of theirs who asked to come in. I said no and was then told I was being tested and I had passed.
Wow. What?
They tested the babysitter by sending a strange man she did not know, but they did, to the house to see if she would let him come in, and she said no, so she passed the sniff test.
I don't hate that. Yeah, I mean, I really like you. That's your job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, this one is a wild ride, so buckle in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was 13 and was babysitting my neighbor's kids. It was my first time, so the parents walked me through all the rules about the bathroom, TV, food, bedtime. Just as the parents were taking off for the night, the mom came back in and whispered to me, "Don't go into the basement." As a teenager in the 80s, my mind went to all of the scariest movies that had basements. I avoided the door to the basement all night until I had put the kids to bed. Then I walked slowly to the door and put my ear against it. I heard what sounded like whimpering. And then it sounded like sad laughing. I ran to the couch and started watching TV to get my mind off of it. But then I heard something fall in the basement and knew someone was down there. I really don't know how I got the courage / stupidity to do it, but I went over and opened the door. The whining instantly got louder. I went down just 3 or 4 stairs so I could peek down, and I saw a goat.
What?
Not a ghost, a goat. As soon as the goat saw me, he started bleeding loudly. It scared the crap out of me. I went upstairs and the goat was still bleeding loudly. So much that it woke up the kids. The oldest girl came out and said, "Did you open the door to the basement?" I said, "Yeah, why?" She said, "When you do that, Carlos thinks you're going to feed him."
Carlos!
And he starts yelling. So thank God I knew it was a goat, because if she had said that before it went down, I would have thought Carlos was some kidnapped person in the basement who would yell for food. It became very funny to me. The mom came home and I told her what happened and she almost died of laughter. They were repairing the goat pen and had to keep him in the basement for a few days. I still remember every moment of that night.
Carlos vividly. The goat is awesome. Awesome.
The Burt Show.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Say big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb. Now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $299. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.